It's 2:45. This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Twice this spring, an exhibit of art has been vandalized outside the Native American House at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. The Native American House is located in Urbana on West Nevada Street. The exhibit, titled Beyond the Chief, is the work of Edgar Heap of Birds. He is a Cheyenne Arapaho artist whose work has been shown by the Smithsonian's National Museum of the American Indian and supported by grants and awards from such organizations as the Rockefeller Foundation, the Pew Charitable Trust, and the Andy Warhol Foundation. Beyond the Chief was vandalized in mid-March and again in early April. No arrests have been made. The vandal or vandals caused tens of thousands of dollars of damage. Perhaps more damaging is the distress that it has caused. Beyond the Chief was installed to educate the campus about the history of Illinois' indigenous peoples. On Wednesday afternoon at 4, Native American House and the American Indian Studies Program at the University of Illinois will hold a public forum, Vandalism and Bias on Nevada Street. The forum will be held at the Asian American Cultural Center at 1210 West Nevada Street. Edgar Heap of Birds will return to campus to take part, as will Robert Warrior, a scholar of Native American writing and intellectual history and director of the American Indian Studies Program and Native American House here at the U of I. And I am pleased to have them as my guests this afternoon. Mr. Heap of Birds joins us on the telephone this afternoon, and Robert Warrior is here with me in the studio. Thank you very much for coming in and talking with me this afternoon.
Thank you, Celeste.
Yeah, hello. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Robert Warrior, would you tell our listeners a little bit about Native American House and its mission?
Sure. Native American House is about 5 years old on campus. It has earlier roots than that. The purpose behind Native American House has always been to provide an environment in which American Indian students on our campus have a place of their own, really, for programs and other sorts of things. We also have a strong mission to just be part of our campus community and to help people understand more about American Indian issues, history, et cetera.
Yeah. How many Native American students are currently enrolled?
That's an interesting question. I can really speak more clearly about how many students participate in our programs. We have about 30 American Indian students who participate in our programs throughout the year. We have a pretty small core, really, of about a dozen or 15 to 20 students who kind of come around our programs.
Okay. Edgar Heap of Birds, on the one hand, the title Beyond the Chief refers to the controversy over Chief Illiniwek, but it is more. What else served to inspire you to create these pieces in this installation, Beyond the Chief?
Well, I made the work really to talk about my own history in the sense of being involved with the Cheyenne Nation in Oklahoma, where many of the tribes from Illinois have been relocated, but the chief is really someone that's very generous and actually gives all their property away to the tribal members. And as far as leadership, they lead through their act of generosity, you know, so they're not really very flamboyant or very outspoken. They're more like peacekeepers, and they share their belongings. And so I was trying to get at, you know, beyond the chief icon, which is more like in movies and whatnot in American popular media, and look at what chiefs really do, and they're generous, and they're involved with history and preservation. So I wanted to offer the students at the University of Illinois a way to kind of have their own place, their own mark, their own history honored. And so I'm really involved with community activism and helping people to look at their own histories.
Yeah. The exhibit is comprised of 12 sign panels. Would you describe them for us?
Yeah, they're 36 inches across, 24 inches tall. They're white sign material, metal, with red text. And I use the sign kind of methodology to speak as kind of as an authoritative voice, as we all tend to believe signs. There's many, you know, historical markers along roads, and we can say anything we want to in an editorial tone in terms of being non-native about native history, and we tend to believe it, you know. So I sort of take that same tack, but give the tribes their due to be honored as hosts of this nation. State by state, I've done work in Vancouver and New York City and Portland, Oregon, permanent pieces in Vancouver and also one coming up in Portland. So I've been doing this project all over the country. I have a new project in Michigan and Lansing, 12 panels going up to honor the Michigan tribe. So I go around the country trying to really bring awareness to Native history and to honor the rural, you know, tribal members that are hosting the state itself.
Yeah. Now, signs serve as markers, as you mentioned. They also give us direction. They can sign. They can serve as guideposts as well. Is that also part of the story?
Yeah, I think so. And particularly where they're situated on Nevada Street. I mean, that is where the people of color has come to sort of find sanctuary and gather their strengths together as allies, you know, within this country and this with this university. So I'm really happy to put them down in that area. And we actually had some in Chinese. We have one in Spanish. So we actually speak to the centers that are ethnic centers for students. So very much about a community action to try to honor the history and also speak in different languages.
Yeah. And Robert Warrior, how has the vandalism affected this community on West Nevada Street?
I think there's a lot of distress just about the what it symbolizes to our students, our faculty, and our staff, and also in our co-hosts, the Asian American Cultural Center, the Asian American Studies Program, African American Studies, the Bruce Nesbitt African American Cultural Center, and La Casa Cultural Latina, as to how do people regard us as people of color on this campus and how welcoming an environment is the university creating for students of color and for people of color to do their work and to learn on campus.
Yeah. What is the climate at this moment? How would you describe it?
Well, I guess the experience of seeing the damage to the signs in that immediate aftermath of the second incident when we actually had to take the signs down was a real disappointment. I think really was a down moment for our year just to think that we'd been providing an exhibit that was thought-provoking and one that we hoped was educational and answered a lot of questions that people have about who was here first, who was here before us even. It's educational for everybody, including our community. We don't know that much ourselves, really, about the indigenous people of Illinois. So it was a downer for us, I think.
Yeah. What was your reaction, Edgar Heap of Birds, to learning about this vandalism?
Well, I've done this project in maybe 8 different locations in America and also Canada, and this is the first time there's been ever any kind of violence, you know, against these just names of tribes, you know. And so it's pretty shocking, you know, to see that kind of attitude and behavior exhibited at a university campus, which, I mean, the university is sort of the higher level of learning and decorum. But for me, I guess the misunderstanding that could be there with the hostility, for me, it goes forward as a memorial. I mean, there are many of these tribes are gone from the state. I mean, they've been relocated. There's been deaths on the way. And in my tribe, you know, we have a powwow. We have social dances. And the first song we always sing is a memorial song to honor those that have gone on before us and maybe that have passed on. And then everyone else dances. So to me, this piece is an honor song to Illinois, to honor the tribes that may have moved on to other places or may have died. And to have an honor song vandalized, you know, is like beyond me. Why would you want to do that to a memory of someone that's passed, you know, rather than having more kind of a calm kind of reverence toward these really wonderful nations that existed there in Illinois.
Yeah. You know, out across the community, out across the state, traffic signs are vandalized from time to time. But here we're, because of the content, because of where the vandalism took place, I think we see it as is really distressing. It's not spray paint on a stop sign or somebody out in the country with a gun drilling through a yield sign or something. Mm-hmm. Talk with us about how you feel about that. I mean, do you think it's clearly violence? It's more than just defacing property.
Oh, yeah, I think it's violence. And I think, in America, you know, we fight these battles every day in terms of media representation of Native people. And we've been misrepresented by almost all media forever, you know, and now we're getting some power. Artists have gained some strength to go forward as movies, of course, made by Native directors and filmmakers and writers and whatnot. And we're able to take control of our own media presentation. And sometimes people get offended by that. That as though we can actually control our own future, and it's not a white man's control. You know, it's a Native control. And so these pieces I made, you know, sponsored by the Native House there, it was Native, you know, operation basically in conjunction with the other houses on Nevada Street. And we're actually directing our own image of the Fighting Illini or the Potawatomi Nation or the Second Fox Nation, Meskwaki Nation, all these nations that we're actually saying, here's how we proceed, we want to be seen in this light, you know, on this land, in the ground, you know, as a declaration that we exist and we control that existence. And people meet that with some violence because power has shifted. And we've replaced the panels. We keep replacing them. I will come there and talk on Wednesday. I'll be there to actually look more at the community and tell the community people how I feel about coming together, you know, and really honoring these tribal nations in a very peaceful way. I mean, I'm very involved with that peaceful kind of coexistence with everybody, and so I want to do that on Wednesday.
Yeah. Robert Warrior, come Wednesday afternoon, how will you begin the discussion at the forum?
I think there's a lot of our students who have expressed a desire just to have a chance to talk about the environment there on Nevada Street, and that was really why we planned the meeting, the forum on Wednesday, was to be able to give people a chance to have a voice and to really express themselves about their own sense of what had happened to the exhibit, what larger meanings there might be there. And it was really that sense that the idea behind the meeting bubbled up really from the students' voices who were telling me by email or on our Facebook group for the exhibit that they had something to say. And so we thought we'd have a meeting, and then I invited Edgar to come back. So hopefully there'll be a nice interchange.
And someone from the administration?
Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs, Renee Romano, has told me that she'll be there.
Okay, very good. Well, with that, we have to wrap it up. We're out of time. Wednesday afternoon at 4, Native American House and the American Indian Studies Program at the University of Illinois will hold a public forum, Vandalism and Bias on Nevada Street, at the Asian American Cultural Center at 1210 West Nevada Street in Urbana. Edgar Heap of Birds will return to campus to take part, as will Robert Warrior, a scholar of Native American writing and intellectual history, who is director of the American Indian Studies Program and Native American House here at the U of I. Thanks to the two of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot.